Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?"
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
It's so loud.
Yeah, it's pretty pumped.
Say don't talk during the intro, but now we're just like blah blah blah.
Yeah, now the seal has been broken, so it doesn't
this
matter
is
anymore.
A welcome to episode 11.
Oh really? 11. 11 is it?
It's like time has gone by.
Yeah,
but it hasn't because it's the same day as we recorded episode
what if you want to do a different one in between, and this is going to end up being episode 12.
This is an unnumbered episode because, audio listeners, what I'm doing is I'm backing up episodes in one day so that we don't have to faff around because you don't live near me.
No, and I'm obviously so busy.
Are you being sarcastic or are you talking about me?
I'm talking about you being really busy all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's no real...
People waste my time. I'm just going to cast so much shade on the podcast already.
Yeah, certain people do waste your time. Yeah.
And they just annoy me. Yeah. I have nothing to complain about ever.
No.
We cannot cast shade already because in the last episode we talk about my dentist for 20 minutes. about that.
Yeah, probably should avoid that. Or maybe it's not the last episode.
Ooh. Oh, God, yeah, if there's one in between. Because we do need to
I'll stop doing that.
Look how I'm holding the microphone again. Audio listeners, I do this every episode. I hold it like a little ice cream cone and I don't even like iced cream, which is weird because everyone loves ice cream, but I don't really like it.
Really?
Eh.
Not even gelato?
I can't even remember what that tastes like.
Yeah,
it's just fat and cream. I'm cold. I want to get a blanket.
All right, get a
Would
blanket
that be weird
then.
If I did that?
No, it's not weird. No.
I'm gonna. No.
Is there a blanket nearby?
There's one behind the couch where Val is, but I don't want you to put your hand behind my couch because you'll see all my goods and products. Audio listeners, I'm gonna get.
Is that where you stash all the sweet treats?
No.
Am I gonna see like for future episodes sweet treats for future people?
No.
Like, I'm gonna know what like. The rivals are getting...
Like all good episodes, I'm not prepared. Look at my gross blanket. It's got a wolf face on it.
Of course it has.
Look how tacky this is.
Yeah, that is... No, it's, you know, it's really nice. It's got three wolves on it, to be fair.
I'm going
to
do this.
Thrice as nice.
No, I don't want to do that. I don't know how to use a blanket. I'm going to do this. I'm wearing it like a toga.
All right, cool.
I have to hoist it up like a dress, like an olden day lady. I feel the cold. Audio listeners, I'm back.
There we
are. I have to put the headphones on.
There we are.
Where's the...
Now you're all blanketed.
Oh, no. Okay. Am I in?
Yeah, look. You've done it. You've done a thing.
Oh, I've run over the wire. That's not good. Oof. Oh, I'm so fat. This episode's going terribly.
If only they were made of rubber.
Hang on. I'm fixing... Audio listeners, I've put a blanket around me, like a toga, like I've got out of the bath.
Caesar.
Luke made me watch Gladiator for the first time the other day.
Oh, the Russell Crowe one.
It's not a good movie.
Do you not think?
No. Oh, God, I'm running over another. Oh, it's my... I've run over a second wire.
It's like an action movie, though, isn't it?
Oh, God, I hated it.
Really?
Who did Ridley Scott directed that?
Yeah, if you say
that
so.
That was terrible.
Oh.
What was happening in that movie? It was stupid.
Oh, right.
Oliver Reed was in it, though, which is great, because he's drunk. All the time. There used to be a running joke in my family where my sister could outdrink Oliver Reed. Shout out to Claire. She's a mum now, so maybe she's on more wine. I don't know how that works. What was going on? The directing was off. Look at this. Look. Yeah, I've done it again. Yeah. How have I run over three wires in the space of 5 seconds? I can't. Yes, thank you so much. Mm. No, I didn't like it.
Well, okay.
It was boring. It was stupid.
It's quite long, to be fair. It's quite a long film. I think it's like 2 hours.
Does my blanket look good?
Excellent blanket. Such a good toga.
You know when you see those tacky blankets with wolves on them?
I think I'm seeing
and
one.
And they're like a joke, right?
Right, right.
And I was like, I'm going to get me one of those because they're so gross. But I love it. Got it in Herne-Bay Market. Shout out Herne-Bay Market. Look at that.
Do you reckon that's why they made it? Like, people are going to think this is awful, but... then we go all the way around the spectrum
somewhere,
and come back out the other side.
Yes.
And people think it's that awful, it's cool now.
Me.
Yeah.
You know those jumpers that old people wear and they're fleecy and they've got wolves on them?
Yeah.
I really want one.
Really?
Whenever I go on my thrift store hunts.
You really want like?
I never find them. No one donates them.
What
they
if
must
it
be...
had birds on it? See your eyes light up there.
A big old bird face on it. Chickens and a farmyard scene. Oof. Oh, I would be so happy. Audio listeners, we're here. I have a blanket. And the podcast gang is here. Val is here. Hello, Val. She's on the couch. She's having a little sweepy sweeps. She's tuckered up from the first show. The Giggly Wiggly is here. As we discussed in the other episode, it's getting quite maimed now. The real Akumas are here. They're looking very happy. And big boy Papa Kuma is here. Yay, everyone's here. We're so happy. Bypassing the other segment of the show.
Yeah. Yeah, we did discuss this. You could just... It's right there. You could just...
I can't rehash. Oh, by the way, and the co-host is Pete. Hi, Pete.
Oh, yeah, I'm here again. Oh, yeah.
What's going on?
It's like I never left.
It's like you never left. It wasn't 20 minutes of a fag break and listening to Cheering Breaks and then us starting the next episode where I watched 2 seconds of a trailer and went, that's the movie we'll talk about then. Preparation. I'm a constant... There's a really big seagull outside the window. Look at it.
Trust you to be distracted by a bird.
Look at this beastie body.
Yeah, it's a seagull.
It wants that plastic bag. Look.
Yeah.
Oh, what's the avenue?
There's snacks in it, but there probably isn't.
No, there's not. It's just trash from my neighbour who likes to throw his trash everywhere because he's a crumb bum.
Mm.
We don't have any sweet treats because this is an impromptu second episode to back up my episode so I don't have to have a panic attack in the middle of the week or something about not having an episode. So we don't have any sweet treats. But if you think about it, the Jaffa Hamper, which featured in the other episode you were in, has many...
Yeah, you could have deconstructed it and then given me a donut and then a donut. You could have got like 8 episodes out of this.
What are your listeners? I'm getting up. I feel like because we don't have sweet treats, you should try an orange and cranberry.
Oh, yeah? All right.
I'm opening them for you.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Look who's up.
Well, yeah.
Val's here. I can't do both. You talk while I'm doing this.
Okay. Yeah. So,
hang on. There's a pun on the side of the box, which Luke will appreciate. It says Berry Crimbo.
Oh, excellent. A lot of thoughts going into that. I think more thought went into the Jonah. I think that's a better name than Berry Crimbo.
Yeah, who's working for Jaffa Cakes up on the puns here?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to put the microphone down because it's hard to unwrap. So you talk about things.
Okay. Well, do you want me to talk about the movie that we're about to talk about? Right.
Can you hear that?
Yeah, I can hear that. Yeah, there's a lot going on, isn't there? So we're going to talk about this film called The Special.
No, we're not. We're going to eat one of these.
Oh. Yeah, well, you know, eventually we're going to talk about a film. You know how these things work.
That smells weird.
It takes
you
time.
Eat it.
All right, brilliant.
I want to see if the inside is red. Let me see. That's the most food you've ever seen me eat.
Yeah, it is. You actually bit it. I'm so proud of you right now.
I don't like it. There's no orange at all.
Nah, it's very cranberry. Hmm.
Where's the orange?
Hmm.
I'm about to burn off those calories now.
I'm going to do this podcast running.
It's like 2 calories. I'm like, you fat egg. Do you not like that?
Yeah, they're okay. I'll eat them.
Okay. That was Sweet Treats.
That was Sweet Treats, yeah, yeah. Well, kind of got more involved in the Sweet Treats than last time.
I can't put it back in the box, audio listeners. It's a nightmare. Mm. Do you want to wash it down?
Oh, isn't it good that you've got a box and we're going to talk about a film with a box?
Look, stop trying to get us to talk about the... Oh, yeah, we're going to make this a short episode.
yeah. We haven't got time to fast.
Do you want to eat a donut?
I'm good for a donut right now.
Why won't you eat one?
Good for a donut right now.
Hang on a minute. Do you want a regular one?
No, I'm cool for a regular one. No, we're all good. A Jaffa bar.
No. Do you want... Oh, I thought it was a different flavour, but it's not. They're all the same.
Yeah,
Val is loving this.
Yeah. She's not loving this because she's not getting any of them.
Can dogs eat... Well, she could eat the...
The cake part.
Yes, but she can't have the top half.
Yeah. I'm not going to deconstruct a Jaffa while we're trying
well,
to...
Well, aren't you rude?
Supposed to be short.
Aren't you rude? Look at her. She wants it.
Yeah.
Now, Val, they're going away, which means you can't be involved in the show anymore.
Yeah.
She wants to get on my lap because she's cold. Oh, she's going to try and jump. Yep, yeah. She's jumped on my lap. All right, everyone, this is the episode where Val is really in it. So everyone get ready for that for the next 20 minutes. Why did you find that so funny?
Just because. Yeah.
Is this going to be distracting to the listeners?
I just hope it doesn't.
Oh, it's because my mouth smells. Right, audio listeners, Val has this thing where if your mouth smells like food, she's really into your mouth. So look, Val, turn around. Turn your stupid head at Valkyrie.
No, I just
get reported to the office. My mouth.
Yeah, that's not creepy at all.
She likes to smell in your mouth if you've eaten food. If you opened your mouth next to her now, she'd be well into it.
Yeah, I bet she would. Yeah, yeah.
She also likes vape pens at the moment, audio listeners, which I'm sure isn't good for your dog, but...
She's too young for that.
She likes the smell, I think. I think if it's like, ooh, it's... I have a vape pen near me.
Mm.
Let's get a vape pen out. Mm. We're going to talk about a movie in a minute.
Oh, yeah?
Look. Right. What flavour is this?
Blue.
Hang on. Raspberry. Blue. Look. She's well into it. I'm trying to... Let me puff it first, you silly cow. Look.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
She certainly loves the vape sense, doesn't she?
She certainly enjoys that, doesn't she?
Yeah look. Mmm. Delicious airs for Val. Audio listeners, Val really enjoyed that. Okay, so we're talking about a movie that your proud moment is this. Please explain your pride while Val steps religiously onto my vagina and it's quite...
I actually recommended a film to the great Rachel, who knows all about all these films and knows...
I've seen Gladiator and it sucks.
Yeah. She's seen, Gladiator. She's seen Lord of the Rings where they get married, but it's not actually a wedding.
Yeah, there was a wedding.
Great movie.
I love a wedding.
Not a wedding. but this time I actually found a film by chance and recommended it to her. And she watched it.
I watched it with my eyes.
Yeah, yeah. And I thought it was a really interesting movie. It was a really bizarre, strange concept.
It's a budget film. We only ever talk about budget. Ow!
Yeah, budget films.
She's
like, you know,
stepping into me.
Like you've got like, you know, all sorts of like Hollywood jazzy expensive films, Michael
Gladiator,
Bay exploding things and whatever. And
Avatar.
Like, loads of people want to talk about them. So let's talk about budget films. Like they don't get enough recognition or attention. So maybe more people should talk about budget films. But this one is called The Special.
I'm giving Val kisses. Yeah. This is why I shouldn't have Val on my lap during the show.
Yeah.
I'll give her kisses.
I'm seeing why it's an inconvenience. Yeah.
Anyway, she's trying to lay on me and it's really painful and I'm not really into this, Val, and you keep putting your back foot straight into my lady area and this is awful.
Yeah.
So the movie is, we're going to do a short show, I promise, today. Oh, that's made me hungry now, a bit of food. My body was like, oh, what's that?
Some more.
What's going on? Now, pwee. So they go, his wife, it's very Othello where he thinks that his wife's cheating on him.
Yeah.
And
she's
not. And then the friend, who is Iago from Othello, who's like, yeah, she is cheating on you. She's trash. Did they just rip that off from Shay? Anyway, it's not the point. And so they're at this bar like men do and they get stupid like men do. And so they decide to go to a whorehouse and like men do, keeping me in business since 1985. Whatever. Give me your money. My plan is to bankrupt a man at some point.
Okay. Good plan.
Goals.
Yeah.
Goals.
Yeah, you've got to have these little targets
to
set yourself.
Goals.
Yeah, you've got to have life goals.
There is a rich man out there
matching
somewhere.
Andre.
who wants him. Yeah, who wants to give me his money and his car and his house
until he runs out
and sign it all over to me, and I deserve that because, you know,
you've worked hard for it.
Give me your money. Give me all your coins.
Yeah, so they end up going to a whorehouse, don't they?
Yeah, they go to a whorehouse, which is lovely. Everyone loves a whorehouse.
Sometimes called. Yeah.
Yeah, I love a whorehouse. Everyone, great times. And they get the special, and he goes upstairs, and it's a box, and it says insert here or something, or put
stick it in here.
Stick it in
very
here.
Like, you know.
And the preface is the best orgasm you've ever had. And he has the best orgasm ever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He loves it. He has a great time.
He
is popping off in so many ways.
Can you imagine how disgusting inside that box is?
Well, we haven't quite got to that part yet, but like, yeah.
No, but I mean the levels of jizz.
Well, yeah, how many people have had the special?
That's what I'm saying.
His pal has. His pal has. Because how would you recommend it if he hasn't had it?
His pal, so the premise of this film is he gets addicted to the special, but his pal done it and was just like cool with it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But like when it happens to him, when they go there, like his friend's downstairs with like actual ladies, you know, doing the normal thing. And he's upstairs in this room with just a box. So stick it in here. He sticks it in here. It sends him a bit nuts. He's like, it's like the best thing he's ever had. Like, you know, he's got to go back for it. He's got to go back. And like you say, it doesn't happen to his friend. So maybe it's like more people are susceptible to it than others, because when they're leaving, the old lady who runs the madam, if you like, she says he can't come back and points at his mate and says he can't come back.
Trash.
Don't bring this one back.
Yeah,
so she obviously knows
the people who are
susceptible to it, and he's gonna go nuts. Don't bring him back.
Funny to me, my takeaway from that was it's the kind of men who just want to come, and then the kind of men who enjoy company. And that's how I saw it, because there are men out there in the world who just see a woman as a vessel for their pleasure, and then there are men out in the world who enjoy intimacy or contact or conversation, or, you know, those are the other variables of a human being. I think that the ones that get addicted to it, that she's aware of, the madam is aware of, is probably those kind. And he is just a I'm gonna put it in kind of guy, do you know what I mean? And he doesn't really care about the outcome. His poor wife in this movie as well,
who didn't actually cheat on him, who hasn't actually done anything wrong.
She's just busy at work. She's a bit detached.
She seems a bit depressed or something. Something's obviously bothering her.
Yeah, I can't remember what it was in the story exactly, but, you know, she's going through just life in general, the hurdles of life. And sometimes, you know, in a marriage or a long-term relationship, you don't actually have a time frame. I don't know if there's a time frame for how long they've been together, but at any point, if you spent it with a life partner, whoever or however that may be, through marriage or not, or whatever you're doing, there's going to be times, long frames of time, where that person has other things going on, the death of a friend or a loved one or a parent or an illness or work issues or whatever. You cannot always instantly be the person that you are. You can't always have intimacy. You can't always be on that level of projection. She's clearly in that point. And like all good supportive husbands, he goes stick it in the box. He's just like, I'm going to be emotionally neglectful, stick it in a box, and then be mad at you. Like, it's so... I just watched this movie and was like, men.
Men.
Yeah, and then everyone, all the women in the world go, boo! And I'm like, that's it.
But, you know, you can take some solace in, like, you know, it doesn't particularly go well for him.
Okay, so here's the thing that really is the best part about the box. He buys a separate apartment
Like we say, they go there once. The woman says, don't bring him back. Points at him, says he can't come back. Cool. They go away. He can't get the box off his mind. He's hooked. He's hooked on the box. So he goes back.
This is how I try and make all men feel about my vagina. So
so he goes back. The madam basically turns him away and says, no, we're closed. Go away. And he's like, no. The special. He needs it again. For whatever reason, she lets him go back in. He goes back in. Cool. Has another good time. Loves
it. Say
it
like he says it. Just stick it in.
Just stick it in.
Just go stick it in.
Has a good time. And then
No, the box is innocent. Leave it alone.
He's like, this box is coming with me. For whatever reason, he decides he's taking the box. So he picks it up, like, you know, tries to run off with
it. Is this what it feels like when women get kidnapped? This must just be it.
Yeah, lovely. This must be it. So the madam tries to stop him as he's leaving. He bashes
he
her out
her.
The way. Yeah, she hits her head. She's dead. She's quite old anyway. She's probably like, you know, 60,
already,
70.
Already we're seeing the extremes of the box on this guy.
Yeah.
It
you can
now
see
goes
by the
further.
Look on his face, he is like...
He killed a woman. It's about as extreme as it gets. Yeah. It now goes further where he
Yeah, he goes to a hotel.
In secondary real estate after the hotel to have a place where he keeps the box. Everyone in that apartment block is like, he's just going to stick it in. Like, everyone is so shady of this guy. They're like, what are you doing in there? Mm. You come and go at weird hours. You have like no furniture. Like, we never saw you actually move anything in bar the box.
And he's well rude to everyone.
He doesn't care about anyone. Really rude to the other tenants. He's so frantic about this box, isn't he?
Yeah.
And he's like turning up in Crocs and sweatpants. He's disheveled.
Yeah, yeah. He starts off in a suit and looking good, like, you know, going to work and stuff like that. But now you can see he's like let himself go. He's like not shaving. He's like, you know, he's wearing scraggly clothes, like you say, sweatpants and Crocs, if you
romantic information here, everyone. Also, sometimes in long-term marriages, your partner may come home in sweatpants and Crocs, and you're going to have that chat if they let themselves
serious
go.
Serious talk with them, yeah.
Do you know what, though? Like, that's the thing, you know, when people go, oh, they're in a long-term relationship, they've let themselves go. Don't do that. Again, you remember when we were talking about the matching underwear
thing? I don't think anyone actively goes to do that, though.
They get comfortable, don't they? And then they're like, oh, I don't have to try for her or him anymore.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, you still do if you're dating me. Like, I have a higher standard here. No, I mean, I'm being serious. So I think letting yourself go, that's depressing. It's depressing for that person. It's depressing for their partner. Don't let yourself go. Keep up with things. Don't put it in a box. Don't wear Crocs. That should be on a sticker.
That should be on a sticker. Don't put it in a box. Wear Crocs.
No, don't wear Crocs.
What?
Don't put it in the box. Don't wear Crocs.
Don't wear Crocs.
And you'll keep getting laid. Marriage tips. That's what I should call my marriage.
That's your marriage counselling, isn't it?
Business card.
Yeah.
I make more business cards.
No more business cards. No more.
Why? Jen loves my business card.
Yeah, he does. He does. Hi,
got
Jen.
Beef. Hi, Jen. We're talking about you on another show. Jen would. I don't. Would Jen like the box? Yeah. Probably. It's like Grindr, but just in box format.
Yeah.
Because you don't have conversations.
I think everybody likes the box. It's just whether you get too attached to the box. But anyway, so this geezer, you know.
I wasn't doing cocaine then, audio listeners. I just sniffed.
He gets progressively on the decline, doesn't he? Like, you know, he's more attached to the box. Like, his wife's probably noticing a lot of money coming out of his account paying for an apartment.
Hotels, like, apartments, lubricants, whatever he's having to use.
Yeah. And then he starts getting sick from it, doesn't he? He starts getting like
rashes. He looks
rashes
like he's got
chafing.
The bubonic plague.
Yeah, around that area to start with. He goes to his doctor.
Oh, his crotch region.
Yeah, he goes to his doctor, and his doctor's like, you've clearly got some sort of rash, infection, whatever going on here. You need to dry humping a wooden box. You need to lay off it for a little while. And the doctor obviously thinks he's, you know, just been getting laid a lot, you know, and he thinks he's got an STD or something like that. So he's giving him treatments and things like that to like, you need to be more careful, man. You need to stop messing around so much. And obviously this geezer's going, hey, stop in my box. My box is my life, you know.
I'm just going to put it in even though it's dry.
Going to stick it in. So he's getting progressively worse, ill health and things like that, and looking pretty dishevelled by now.
He looks disgusting. He looks so gross. I'm trying to podcast with Val on my lap and it's becoming awful.
Mm.
She's heavy.
Yeah, yeah.
But warm.
It's like a little hot water bottle. Yeah.
Yeah.
Then doesn't he take the box home as well? Doesn't he eventually like give up on the apartment?
Yeah, I think he gets kicked out of the apartment just because he's so rude to everyone.
Yeah,
and
really
also
mean.
It's like he's disgusting and just like he shouts at like his neighbors and stuff like that. And yeah, I'm not surprised they kick him out, to be fair, because the guy's a douche. The guy's an actual douche.
Yeah, so then he's back home with the box. And obviously, you know, he's going to have that difficult chat with his wife about like why he's all messed up.
But
he
doesn't really have the chat, does he?
No. What does he do instead?
Kill his wife.
He kills his wife. He kills the second person because of the box.
But do you know what I think's really funny?
Puts her in the bathtub.
Oh, God, yeah.
To hang out.
And, to dry.
Yeah, to dry, and just leaves her there and moves the box, gets promoted to the marital bed. Now he's hanging out in his bed with the box. Doesn't seem to be going to work anymore at this point. His mate, who was such a good mate.
His friend is rubbish.
Doesn't seem that bothered. You know, give him a couple of phone calls, like, where you at, mate? What you saying? And he's just, you know, not up for it.
It's his fault.
In a way.
The other guy should learn to control himself.
Yeah.
Calm down. It's just
a
box.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You can't blame his mate for it, you know? He's like,
I love how he kind of just gets abandoned by most people at this point because he's so gross and slimy and bubonic plaguey. But I think it's kind of funny. There's that moment where his wife is dead and he's in the house alone and he's kind of like, yeah, this will do. Like, he seems kind of happy at point where he's just like, she's out the way.
Yeah.
I don't have to pay the extortionate second rental property tax fees. You know, I can't use my bathtub anymore, but we'll worry about that another time.
Yeah, he's kind of giving up on washing now anyway.
The rash is awkward, but it's me. It's the book. There's like a scene where he's like on the bed with the box as well. And it's like really like overtly romantic. And I remember just going... Is he like in love with the box?
Yeah, he's just like finished copulating with the box, hasn't he? And like, you know, he's just sat there having having a cigarette with his arm around the box, sort of thing. And like, and he's well happy with himself.
I'm stressed.
He's content. He's happy. Like, you know, the box is everything to him now. Right?
But like, this is the thing. Like, I don't get, like, is the movie meant to be like the weakness of men? Like how he doesn't need any other stimulation, but then just to have an orgasm. So he's done so much, essentially just to have an orgasm. It's called a fleshlight, everyone. If he was just get one of those. You know what I mean? Like, and he's done all this stuff just to have an orgasm. So it's either that the narrative is that the box is so good, it's the best thing ever. Mm. But I don't think that's true because other people have used it and other people have left it there and other people have been able to separate themselves from it and just go, oh, I've had the special, that was fun.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Some people get addicted to gambling and some people don't know.
Exactly. Right. So I feel like this guy is just either like addicted to orgasms or just is one of those kind of people who's just like, it's the narrative like, hey, men don't really care about women. They just want to stick it in. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, yeah. Okay. So then eventually like...
God, being a woman is sad.
Doesn't he like... Doesn't he want to smash open the box and get inside?
Well, wouldn't you
it?
At this point?
Yeah.
I was like, what's in the box the whole time?
Yeah, yeah. I think he kind of, curiosity gets the better of him and he wants to know what's in the box.
I can't remember what's in the box.
Yeah, I can. It's essentially...
It's goo.
Like gooey sort egg. Of spheric, like a sphere of squishy... jelly, essentially. You know, like those stress balls that you squeeze.
That's the noise it makes.
Yeah.
It's like a black, black goopy
and it's
ball.
It's dying, isn't it? It's dying. It's getting smaller.
Because he has done so much to that ball that he's actually worn it out.
Yeah, it's like dying crazy. Sort of thing. But he's also
dying,
regressing and dying in his health.
Mm.
And then, so he's like getting worse and like, doesn't he start falling apart, like a bit like leprosy and things?
Yeah, he's like, really gross. Like, as I said, he looks like someone who's got the bubonic plague.
Yeah, so like fingernails are starting to come off. Like, you know, bits of toe are starting to come off. Like, you don't need those anyway. He's just got the box.
I think you do for balance and gripping, but fine.
Yeah, no, but, you know, you don't need that if you've got the box. You know, all he cares about
is
the box.
I mean, is he getting stipend checks from the government at this point? How's he paying his bills, you know?
I think he's just racking up the debt, isn't he? I think he's just not leaving his house.
That pussy gets you mad sometimes. Gotta get that pussy. Yeah. Whose phone's vibrating?
We both know it's yours. Come on now.
Well, I don't know if I heard it. It could be nothing. Mm. I can't do this with the dog on me.
Yeah.
This is too
much. You should set clear boundaries.
She's wafting scents on me as well. Yeah. Ow! Val!
Yeah.
I can't do this.
You but need to set boundaries.
The thing, ow. If I throw her on the floor, I'll have guilt.
Yeah, this is the problem, isn't it?
Look at her face. I can't throw
She'll
her.
Get over it.
The thing is, she will, because she's a dog. Yeah. And she won't. Now, Val.
She understands.
Listen to me. Mummy, you're hurting me, and you're heavy, and you smell weird. So I'm now you're going to bark at something outside. I can see that you want to. Oh, there's a seagull by the door. There's a seagull.
That might be a blessing in disguise. You know? She might go for the seagull, and you might be relieved of this pressure.
Yeah, I'm going to aim her eyes at the seagull. Maybe she'll jump and balk, and then I don't have to be responsible for kicking her off my lap.
Good girl.
Get it, Val. Get the seagull. Look, what's that? Kill it. What's that, Val? Kill. Get off my lap. No. Kill it. Get off. Nope, she's not going anywhere. She knows where her bread is buttered. Sucker. So,
then he deteriorates.
Yeah, and he's gross.
He is awful by this point. And then towards the end of the movie, because I suppose we should make this a short podcast. Eh?
Yeah. We're podding short, baby.
It transpires that he is the box sort of thing. He becomes that small and then he's just deconstructs, goes like jelly, squishy, and then some geezer comes along and scoops him up and puts him in the box.
Oh, the big burly guy who is like the...
Who's like the bouncer.
He's the bouncer. Yeah, you barely see him, but he's kind of cool. And so then he becomes...
Yeah.
The box.
So the big burly guy turns up, doesn't he? Because he knows what's going on by this point. He knows the box is missing. He knows this guy's... He knows what's going on, basically. He knows the score. So big burly guy turns up to this geezer's house and he is a mess. And he's like, help me out, help me out.
Just
like,
let me stick it in one more time. He pushes him through the hall. He's like, there we go. It's disgusting. Yeah. This, like, I'm not into what they call body gore or body horror. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
But this has enough where it's tolerable. As you, when we were talking about earlier, when bits of his fingers fall off and the bubonic plague stuff, you're like, yeah, ill, kind of, you know, but it's not like, it's not disgusting. It's not hideous. It's watchable. This movie is like, is it satire? Like, you don't know. It's kind of comedic. There's levels of black comedy to it, but it's not actually like comedic horror. I think they just are having fun. A little bit of fun on set.
Well, yeah, you've got to have fun. Sticking a thing in a box, haven't you?
Audio listeners, Val's not boxed at the seagull. She's still stepping immensely into my thigh. It's very painful. Just as the episode goes on, I'm like, oh, she's seen something again outside. What's she looking at? Come on, Val, jump off my lap naturally. I don't want...
You're going to have to do it the hard way, man.
Is the seagull still out there?
Yeah.
Oh, come on, just jump off.
You're going to have to...
I don't want the guilt.
No.
Look at her face. Could you throw her off? She can see that. Oh. She's leaning into the burb. If you can bark at that bird, Val, you can. I'm going to let you for once. Oh, I can't be dealing with this stress. I can't be doing this. I liked the special. Would I watch it again? No.
No.
You seem to really like it, but I really...
I have only watched it once, though, to be fair. So I think
once you know what's in the box, it's the kind of movie you can't watch again.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's like, oh, well, now I know. You know, it's like you wouldn't reopen the same Kinder Egg. You wouldn't re-gift the same sweet treats for two episodes in a row.
No, you certainly wouldn't.
It didn't taste like orange.
No, it didn't.
It tastes like Jaffar.
Yeah.
You know, like...
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Look at the bird. Nope, she wants more pets.
He gets scooped up and then he's now like just a little squishy, like spheric ball. And the big burly guy pops him in the box.
And he becomes the special.
Takes it back to the brothel, and then all of a sudden, he's now getting people sticking it in him.
You just got to put it in me, aren't you? It's a very odd movie, and I don't know anyone else who's ever heard of it. I've never come across like reviews of it or anything like that. Like normally, when weird, obscure horrors come out, you hear about them on the grapevine. You know, being on like you know horror forums, Reddits, Facebook groups, and stuff like that. You hear about these little things they ping up, and I may be wrong. Maybe I missed the train on this one, but I've never heard anyone bring this up. I didn't see any promotion for it.
No.
You know, even Hell House has done its round. On like you know the group chats and things social
people
media
know about Hell House, don't they?
People talk about Hell House and that's and people talk about you know Lake Mungo, Sessions 9, other obscure films that you and I have spoke about, but yeah, I've never ever heard anyone talk about this movie like so I will say it's a very clever, unique, interesting storyline. And we all complain in Hollywood. Everyone always says, oh, there's nothing new. It's just remake after remake.
That was my favourite thing about it. It was just a film that I've never seen anyone do this before, obviously. And like,
yeah,
just and completely alien concept.
This is my rebuttal to these people who say this stuff. And I'm like, there are new movies out. There is stuff going on. You're just not looking in the right place. Like A24, they'll release all the movies under the sun. That's interesting. Men has just been put on Amazon Prime. I'm really excited to watch that. Me and Sarah have been talking about that. It looks really good.
Men.
Yeah, it looks weird. Someone I work with mentioned it to me the other day, and I was like, why did you watch that? And he was like, I didn't think it was what it was, and then I watched it, and it was weird. And I was like, that's a really odd, like, A24 art house horror film. And he was like, it's kind of weird. And then we raced around in his electric scooter. Because nice. That's what I do at my job, everyone. I am a waste of space.
Scooter racing.
I have to do a union argument because I've worked there for 10 years and they owe me increasement and a holiday and they're claiming that they don't. But I'm like,
Oh no.
I'm in the union. And then they were like, oh, well, we'll have a look into it. I was like, yes.
Yes, you will.
Yes, you will. Because I'm in the union. Everyone, if you're not joining any kind of union, you're an idiot. Join a union, because every employer under the sun hates it when you say union. Love a good union. I used to be a union rep, everyone. I will fight the corner of the impoverished. I'm like Gandhi right now. I'm such a hero. Literally just doing the bare minimum. I'm like, I'm a hero, everyone.
Gandhi in matching lingerie.
I'm a hero. Outlawing Crocs.
Yeah.
I've let the dog sit on me for 32 minutes and I'm very upset by it. I'm a hero. So brave. We're going to sidestep quickly and... The special was good. I liked it. What did you say, though?
I liked it. It was worth watching. Like, you know, why not? Like, it was something different.
We're going to sidestep into, very briefly, because we're doing a short episode today, my obscure movie that, again, not many people actually talk about, that I made you watch.
Mm.
And audio listeners, if you know me, you know I've written about it on the internet because I just like talking about this movie so much. Sessions 9.
Yeah, yeah.
Now... If we recall in our last episode, which wasn't that long ago for you and I, we talk about my love of urbexing. Mm. Sessions Night, that is a real building.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a real place, a real building. And it's the story is of these people who have to clear asbestos from a building that they're going to renovate into flats, and it used to be a mental asylum, didn't it?
Yep.
So they actually used the abandoned building. They did no set dressing. They did nothing with that movie. The way that you saw it on screen was it how it looked. All that crap that was in there, that was crap that was in there. Ow. That's my vagina again. I just get flagged saying vagina too much. My boss is like, you can't say vagina. I literally said the F word twice in the last one. I'll edit it out. I'll figure it out. I'll do it.
Mm.
I won't do it. Yeah. So anyway, like urbex wise, bang on the money. Love it. It was just like looking at an urbex and I'm like, that ticks the box for me. But that aside, this so they go in, they try and clear the asbestos, don't they?
Yep. Yep. There's like four fellas, isn't there? Four fellas?
Yep.
One of them's
the Irish guy, the guy who's trying to help him deal with the money, the guy with the glasses who's addicted to gambling, the young lad. But no. Then there's another guy who just is kind of like, they brought people here and did dings on their brain. Like, there's that guy who knows like the folklore of it. Like, you know, the one who finds the tapes.
Yeah.
He is a really low part, but he goes and finds the tape.
Yeah.
Session 9 as a story is like, what? This makes no sense.
Do you remember when
we talked about Hell House and we were like, thanks for rounding it up and not treating the audience like idiots? Sessions 9, can you treat us like idiots a bit? Because I don't still understand that movie, and I've watched that movie a million times.
Yeah, I don't understand like what...
She's
what,
spinning around, audio listeners. The dog's spinning around. So
what
she
the
can,
structure of it is or like, you know, where it was supposed to begin and end. You know, it seemed like
the
really...
The beginning,
like,
the middle and the end.
Yeah, it seemed like it was really sort of like... Just slabbed, cobbled together, slabbed together, and like.
Are you trying to say you didn't like Sessions 9?
No. I'm just saying.
I don't know.
I don't know where. I don't know what the plot was really. Like.
All right, wait. You work for Paramount.
Right. Okay.
Every episode.
Just one role play, are we? Excellent. Okay, so I work for Paramount.
And I'm.
And you're what? Trying to pitch me Sessions 9?
Who's the man in the film?
Could you be more specific than that?
No.
The what man?
The Irish man.
Right.
Do I want to say Peter Gallagher, or is he a different... That's the death sound coming from the OC. I'm Peter Gallagher from the OC.
Okay, cool.
There's a guy in it, and I know his name, but right. I don't know his name anymore.
Okay.
I'm him.
Right.
I'm the guy. I don't know anything. I can't even pitch Sessions 9 because we don't know...
Anyone.
Peter Gallagher's in it. I like Peter Gallagher. I like the OC. Can we just talk about the OC?
I think we've kind of started on this now.
Oh, well, I like the OC a lot. People don't appreciate that show.
No.
Can everyone appreciate... Is anyone listening out there? Can you appreciate...
Can we appreciate the OC? Yeah.
It's a good show, right? People write it off as a team drama, but it's not. Peter Gallagher's in it. Sandy Cohen, he's my TV dad.
Yeah.
Wait, your father wasn't there when you were younger?
Yeah.
he'd passed away, which is a really good excuse. But my father was just making loads of money. But so Sandy was my dad. You should get Sandy to be yours.
Yeah, I think he's kind of taken.
By who?
I could find a different one.
Get a TV dad. Yeah, I love TV. Okay.
Bill Oddie.
I'm reading one of his books at the moment, and every time I think about Alan Partridge.
Yeah, see, Alan Partridge.
I'm trying to have.
We're going like.
I'm trying to have a nice lunch break, reading my Bill Oddie book.
Yeah.
Because I like birds. Yep. And I just think about Alan Partridge quotes. Such and such is a film which makes sense.
Yeah. So
that's our critical review of this movie. So they go into the house.
Mm.
They do the asbestos.
Yeah.
Val's putting her mouth in my mouth. But during this time frame, everyone goes a bit bonkers, don't they?
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry, she's near me. It's like there's a ghost here, but it's just Val. Can you not? And everyone starts to go a bit nutty. Then the guy who likes gambling, he finds old coins, doesn't he? And he goes back at night to try and nick them.
Yeah.
And then someone attacks him and everyone's like, he's just gone to Vegas to cash in on the slot machines. Yeah, that's how everyone talks in this movie.
Yeah. Don't they ring his wife or something like that?
Yeah, and she
hasn't seen him.
Where's he gone? Yeah. And they're like, oh, he's cashed out on the money. The other guy's dealing drugs to the Mexicans, which one guy is really angered by, racist.
And they're supposed to get this whole project done in a couple of weeks.
To get the big money.
To get the big money.
Which they're and all like, you can't do.
Their mates are sort of leaving one by one. They're just disappearing.
Dying,
but you know, they're just disappearing.
But the thing is, the gambling guy isn't dead because they see him later on. He'd given him a lobotomy.
Mm.
Like, that's the weird thing. He'd given him... I can't... Carry on explaining about the guy when he finds the tapes. I have to look up the name of the actor in Sessions 9. Please explain things.
But, yeah.
Because he finds those tapes, and they're about that... Oh, I nearly dropped the phone! Oh, God, everyone!
Yeah, they're about this girl who went mad, isn't it? Like, you know, who went...
She had, like, multiple people in her, didn't she?
Yeah. Like, schizophrenia.
Me? No, I don't have schizophrenia.
And she's in the... She was in the mental hospital that they're, like, getting the asbestos out of. And,
wait. She does the voices, doesn't she? Peter doesn't want to come and talk today. It sounds like that.
It's one of them who's got, like, you know, different personalities, you know, and like identifies as different people, you know, like, you know, like people who identify that they're a tree, you know. She's there's six or seven different people.
I was so close. It's Peter Mullen.
Ah, of course.
He's the main guy, the Irish guy who goes crazy. Mm. Now everyone knows he's like an iconic hero of British cinema, UK cinema. He's fantastic. He is in this movie. I love him. Anyway, who are all these people that we don't care about? There's other cast members in it that no one cares about. Yeah, and she's just going on and on and on, isn't she? She's all like, oh, da-da-da. Now here's the thing. You're watching this movie. You get to the bit with the tapes because it's kind of midway through, isn't it? And you think, oh, this is going to be the premise of the story. This girl, she got committed, because they also talk about how in the olden days, because, oh, for crying out loud, Val.
And like, you know, as you were saying earlier.
Wait, I had
like,
a point. I'm sorry, I just had to yell about this.
They've done this, like, you know, concept before. So you're expecting the tapes to lead somewhere.
Yes. And audio listeners, I'm now leaning at what can only be described as a 90-degree angle so that I can talk into the microphone without someone making that noise into the mic. Val, am I going to have to just push her off? Because I can't do this anymore.
I think it's come to that point, hasn't it?
This is too much.
Yeah. Clear.
All right, Val.
Boundaries.
I'm going to make a boundary. You're going on the ground. Down you go, woman.
Well,
she
done.
Was more happy to get off than I had expected. Yeah. But okay.
She was fine with that.
She'll have a little stretch now. Yeah, I'm glad you can stretch. Because I can't. You've upset my blankie. My blankie. Yeah. So you're watching the tape. You go, oh yeah, this is what it's going to be. Maybe the ghost of that girl is in the building. Okay. Because it's quite a frequency to the tapes. They seem quite prevalent. And obviously the guy's looking into all the history of the patients. People were convicted to the hospital when they weren't ill. People were convicted of, like, what was it like? They did all that therapy on those people and they came up with like fake stories. Like when you're in an interrogation room, if you're interrogating someone enough, they can come up
like
with the fake
electroshock therapy.
Yeah, but then they convicted all those people of sex crimes with their family members that never happened. But because they're going through all this, like you said, electroshock therapy, hydration therapy, weird stuff, they're going mad and believing these things happen to them. So you're like, oh, I get it in the movie. That's where this is going. Mm.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, you think the guy should be getting on with his work a little bit, but he's just going through tapes.
No, he's just in the basement in the tapes.
He's just
2 weeks
to
hell with you. I've got time for this. Me on every podcast. Talk about films now. Let's talk about my trip to the dentist. But So yeah, you're watching this movie and you're like, I get it. It's a mystery of ghosts.
She's going to turn up as a ghost.
Nah, and that's just
people are going to disappear.
Completely irrelevant. That plays no relevance to the film. It's what they call a red herring.
Yes, indeed.
No one wanted to see that, Val. She just exposed herself to us. And you put so much energy into this moment, and then you just go, oh, all right then, I guess we're not going to care about that anymore. And then, I guess we're not going to care about the guy stealing the money and going missing. That's also irrelevant. Oh, I guess we're not really going to care about the asbestos. That's also irrelevant.
They've given up on doing that now.
Nothing makes sense. Oh, we're not going to care about, the... anything. Just anything that you've watched.
So they spend the rest of the film
for an hour of this movie
just sort of wandering around looking for each other, a lot of it. Like, they're looking for the guy who's gone missing.
Imagine a hedge maze.
Yeah.
But you lose your friends.
Yeah.
And then one of the friends finds coins. Someone finds some. It's like everyone's on a side quest in a video game.
Yeah. Or they're all playing hide and seek, but none of them are actually hiding. They're all seeking. And like, you found him yet? It's like, no, are you looking as well?
Oh, cool. Who's looking for us again? Yeah. Oh, it doesn't really matter. Do you remember why we're here?
Are we all seeking and no one's hiding? Because we're not going to find anyone.
There's a lot of asbestos in this building. Someone should do something about it. I don't even know why you're bringing that up. Carry on looking.
I'm listening to my tapes, damn it.
I just want to listen to my tapes in peace. You keep trying to put things in. Yeah. And just, I love the movie though. I love the movie.
Yeah.
I don't care about any of it because I like that red herring exists because you're invested. And then at the end, you find out that it was Gord killing people because he's insane.
Yeah.
And that's the movie.
Yeah, and he's got like a family that he's pining on about.
He
as well.
Killed his family as well. Yeah.
But throughout the film, he's pining about his family and he like.
You believe they're alive.
He wants to get this job done because it will bring money to his family.
Family,
and,
his like, wife will be happy.
He's fallen out with his wife
he
a little bit.
He killed her because she accidentally dropped the pasta pot as well.
Yeah.
That's what put him over. So throughout the movie, you see him. He claims he had an argument with his wife. He talks about it with his co-workers, like we all do. We go to work and, admit to domestic abuse.
Blow off steam.
Admit to our domestic abuse problems. And you're like, oh, yeah, he can't contact his wife, X, Y, and Z. Yeah, they've had an argument. No, he'd killed her a few days prior because she dropped a pasta pot on him and burnt him because he's got a burn on his leg. You see it, don't you? Mm. She's dead. The child's dead. Their pet dog is dead. At this point, Val, I don't blame them. No, I would never kill you, look at your little face. I'm surprised she's still not trying to kill that seagull, though. She really, really hates anything but herself. Mm. That and cookies. She loves a cookie, doesn't she? But I should get a mannequin that just sits on the couch so she could sit on its lap.
Love that. Good. You should get a mannequin of the clown from Hell House. Maybe it'd move sometimes. Turn
its
head.
I'd let it put it in. Let it stick it in. But yeah, and this movie is just so misdirected and everything's going crazy. But then that's the point. That is the whole point. Like, you're meant to not... Like, no one really... as someone who's been in the mental world... It's a club you can join. It's called Bad Parenting and Poor Choices and Predisposed Chemical Imbalances. You never really realize you're going that crazy when it's happening. Like, I have succumbed to psychosis, which is, if anyone's been through it, obviously we all know it's terrible, but you can get better, so that's great. So I assume he's going through a manic psychotic episode at this point. And you don't see it coming. It does creep up on you. And then before you know it, people live in the ceiling and everything is beige. You know, like, you go crazy. And that's what's happening to him. He's on the cusp of the beginning of a psychotic break at the beginning of the film.
Right.
And then it's just watching his descent. But you're not, because it just seems normal. And that's, I think, a very interesting narrative. Because I've watched people go into psychotic episodes and it's all like, la, 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 la. But a little bit chips away every day. And then they just say something a little bit more weirder every day. And it becomes a little bit more detached every day. And then before you know it, they've killed everyone and there's still asbestos in the building.
Yeah.
That's just what happens. You just watch him going around slowly but surely. And I loved Peter Mullen, if that's how you say his name. We literally just looked that up.
It's not really Moulin, is it?
Moulet. When you watch Peter Moulet, she wants on your lap now. Oh, God. Don't let her on.
This won't happen.
You're so neglectful of animals. You have a child at home. and it's very... It's very, very good. It's a very good reflection of what it's like to have things like that happen to you and X, Y, and Z. And I do appreciate the value of it. And I really enjoyed the whole, there is no point to anything you're seeing. Everything is just obscene, manic madness. My favorite part is at the end where he's standing at the window and he's on his, because he's got a cell phone because he keeps trying to ring his wife, doesn't he? Mm. But the cell phone's broken and he's at the window going, yeah, I'll be home soon, honey. And I was like, you absolute...
It's just in bits.
Isn't it? And I was like, ah, yeah. He was mad all along. Because up to that point, you're like, okay, yeah, he's murdered a bunch of people. Because you see them all, don't you? He's kept all the dead bodies.
Mm.
But you're still kind of like, maybe you're like
having a bad day.
Well, no, you know, like a serial killer wants to murder people, like Jeffrey Dahmer. Right. They're still intact.
So he's still got his. But you're
also a bit. Can there be an episode where I don't swear? No, apparently not. Yeah. I guess we're living like this now.
Yeah.
But you're still in touch with reality. But when you see him at the end, just on the broken phone, ringing no one at the window while he stares vacantly out, you go, "Oh yeah, dude." You're actually completely, you're bonkers. Yeah. And that's what's happened. Like all of, for all we know, all of this could be a manifestation of his madness. You don't know, he didn't, because there's, do you remember? And this is another theory that, because I had to look up theories on Sessions 9, because no one really, there is no
that's
end.
That's what I mean. Like there's all sorts of.
No end.
Red herrings going everywhere.
You've only seen
you
it
don't
once.
Really know.
What's going on?
Mm.
You've only seen it once, so I don't know if you remember, but remember when they get there in the beginning and the guy comes out, the security guy, and he's like, you've got to come walk around, I'll show you all the stuff. And he says, oh, when they closed this place down like 10 years ago in the 80s or whatever, a lot of the mad people keep coming back here because they don't know where else to go.
Mm.
And then there's a theory that he's been crazy before.
Oh, right. Well, and he was in that
hospital. Yeah. Obviously, he's been let out, got married, because there's also, they talk about vaguely, he talks about with someone else that they've not been married that long and his daughter's only like 2 or 3, isn't she?
Yeah, she's small.
Yeah. Yeah, so there is an idea that this is like a new, because they talk about being a new marriage, new kid, it's very stressful, you know, having to adapt to that new way of life. So he could have just got out, got married, had a kid, seemed normal, gone back there and gone crazy, and then that's why he was so pushing to get the job to go back there, because he thought that that's where he had to return to, like a lot of, like the guy simulates that. And then the other theories are that he's just nuts. But then
I don't know if he'd be able to set up the job and chase it that much.
Remember on the wall there's all those photos, there's that room full of photos.
Yeah.
There's a picture of him on his wedding day with his daughter.
Yeah,
if you look. So when it cuts and it pans across and he's on the broken phone, I still love that scene. Yeah, I'll be home soon, dear. You're not on the phone to anyone, you nut job.
And she's dead.
Yeah, and you killed her. On the photo wall, there's a picture of him, his wife and the baby.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So the idea is he either returned there or put it up there, and no one knows.
Mm.
What's he doing?
Maybe.
What's he doing?
There's probably a lot of theories as to like what went on really on that film, because there are, like you said, there's so many red herrings going all sorts of different directions. Like,
I'm just gonna stick it in. Did you like Sessions 9 though? Because I harp on about Sessions 9. Now the reason I harp on about Sessions 9 is because A, it's not made in the same structure as any other film. If you want a wild ride, watch that, or Possum. Possum's nuts as well. I've been watching Possum recently. I can't watch Possum anymore. It stresses me out too much. My thing with Sessions 9 is I'm obsessed with the cinematography. I am obsessed with how this movie looks. Like,
okay.
I don't have...
There's that scene, like, with the chair, like, the wheelchair right down the corridor.
Also, the scenes outside where they just shoot the grass and the building in the background and the rain and the dew and all those things. I don't have autism, everyone, because I know that my therapist... I'm not going to get into it, but anyway, I just like sometimes how certain things look and I get addicted to aesthetics. I really do. Anyway, I'm obsessed with the aesthetic of this movie. The colours, the shots, the weather... you know what I mean, like all of it. I love everything about this movie. I could watch this movie over and over and over again on mute just to look at how it looks
on mute.
Yeah, I don't even need to know, I don't even need the storyline. I just
hear the tapes.
Oh god, who cares?
Yeah, they're not relevant.
I just love how this movie looks, and from an aesthetic point, from a cinematography point of view, from the angles, from the shots, from the way the building looks, from the lighting, from the casting, everything, this movie is perfect. But if you want a movie that has an ABC storyline and a nice ending, go refer to our previous episodes and watch Hell House, because you ain't getting that here.
Yeah, yeah, definitely not with Sessions 9. See, I'm not as artistically natured as you, so I don't appreciate
that dewy grass shot as they pan up the hill towards the building.
I'm just not that cultured.
What did you like about it, though? Did you like it at all?
I liked it a lot. I liked how I didn't know what was going on and I kept being wrong. Because like so many times you watch films and like you kind of know what's going to happen. You kind of know this character is going to be evil. You kind of know like, oh, if it's not that one, it'll be that one. And like you can...
I think we should title this episode Films We Didn't Know the Ending To. Because when I watched the special, I had no idea he was going to turn into a pile of goo and go into a box so someone else could stick it in. Like, I did not have that clue. And with Sessions 9, watching it, none of us knew that the tapes had nothing to do with anything.
Yeah,
and
I was really invested in that. I was really trying to listen to what those tapes were going on and trying to decipher, like, oh.
Because you go back to the tapes so many times, don't you? And there's a whole storyline between, like, there's one person in the little girl's head who's really evil who doesn't come out.
Yeah, yeah.
And you think, oh, that's when he comes, Billy's the bad boy.
Yeah, and you know, like you say, you're gonna Billy be like, comes out when at that the happens, end, when Billy comes
we're
out,
we're gonna learn
stuff's gonna go down. Nothing These guys are down. All gonna get attacked. Like,
nope.
Maybe the hotel's gonna go all Silent Hill. Hotel, sorry, Madhouse Hospital was gonna be
all
Silent Hill. No, none of that stuff happens. Nothing like that really happens at all. Like,
and now, audio listeners in the real world, it's been converted into condos.
No, really. Yeah.
Why? If I could urbex that building.
Imagine if you could live in one of those condos.
Do you know what? There was an urbex that I got really obsessed with and I would probably go there maybe once a month. I kind of like ended up living vicariously in this urbex and it was an old mental asylum in St. Augustine's. I have... That picture is taken in it.
No way.
I'm pointing out a picture of me in lingerie. I look stunning. I don't. I look awful. But that was taken in St. Augustine's mental hospital. And I used to go there so often... I was like, if they converted this into a condo, I would live here. And half of the building, like, because it was such a large mental hospital, like there was a whole fragment of it that already was converted into houses and flats. And I did think to myself, yep, you could live in the old chapel. They converted it into flats. But yeah, then they knocked that bit down that I'm in there. And there was the gym that I used to go into. There was like a bunch of wards that you could go into as well that was left. And then they knocked it down and I was... It was like losing, I don't know. I have a weird emotional attachment to certain things. I like buildings.
Yeah.
I like buildings that are abandoned and disgusting. I think we've discussed that in Hell House. But yeah, I would have bought that. If I could have owned it and left it as an urbex, I still would have. I'd have let people urbex it. I would let it be destroyed. I like how it looks like that. But yeah, you can buy these. I have looked it up in Devonport, whatever it's called. You can buy these flats in this house, but I want it disgusting. I don't want it. I don't want it like that. I want to own a dump.
Right.
Like,
right.
I would own a house that I would live in. Like, well, this is my house. I got windows and heatings. And when are they going to put double glazing on the Eiffel Tower?
Why would they put double glazing on the Eiffel Tower?
In these windows. You ever think about that?
No, I've never thought about that.
You should think about that more. Patio doors that slide.
French doors, yeah.
Oh, nice. Do you know what I mean, though? Because it's so gappy.
Yeah.
So airy.
Yeah, yeah.
A little bit of PVC double glaze. They put one of those conservatory tops on it, you know? Like,
just,
those
just
disgusting...
Just put a gazebo over it, you know? It's fine. Just a pole for a gazebo.
Oh, the French have such good taste, they'd go nuts.
Yeah.
Round the bottom... You know the big bit?
Yeah,
that's where the sliding doors are. And you have to flip the latch. Oh, the little latch. And you have to slide it. And it makes that noise. Shh, and you have to go through. Someone puts those ugly stickers on it so that the cat doesn't run into it and think it's real. Tourists. When are they going to put that on the old...
It can't be long. Can't be long, can it?
It's going to happen.
You know, housing crisis and everything.
Oh, we could all live there.
People could live in it.
We could all. It will be like that movie 13 Ghosts where the house is glass.
Yeah, it would be.
But it's the Eiffel Tower.
It's quite a good movie. Yeah.
Matthew Lillard's in it.
Is he?
I have a big crush on him. Surprise. Kill surprise. Kill goddamn surprise. Matthew Lillard is hot AF.
Is he?
Yeah, come on. Tall, thin, weird.
right, yeah.
Shaggy.
Yeah.
No, I like Matthew Lillard. He's sexy. Everyone never remembers a movie he did in the 90s called SLC Punks. Go check it out. It's a really, really cool movie, and I love that one a lot. It's a forgotten Matthew Lillard film, which is a shame because it was fantastic. But Matthew Lillard in Scream, be my boyfriend. He is boyfriend material in that movie. The 90s jumpers. Oh, give me some of that.
Yeah.
The murdering. Yes, pui. I just want Matthew Lillard in Scream to be my boyfriend.
Okay.
Why is he not?
I don't know if he's like that all the time. You know,
he dates Tatum, doesn't he?
Wasn't he in the Scooby-Doo episode that you did?
Yeah, but I want Matthew Lillard in Scream to be my boyfriend.
Right, that character.
I don't, yeah. Okay. What's his name? No one cares. Mm. Yeah, I want him. Val, would you just sit down somewhere? You're annoying mummy now. Come back on my lap then. Make it awful. Val's back. So overall, short episode. Sessions 9 is good but goes nowhere.
Yeah.
It is an obscure story.
Yeah, don't try and get yourself into a story in it.
Because it doesn't exist.
Because it doesn't have one.
The special is a very, very unique story.
Yeah.
That goes somewhere, but is a movie that you would never expect.
Yeah.
So Sessions 9 is...
no one seemed to have heard of, either.
No. Sessions 9, you see the advert, you see the trailer, you see the front cover, you go, this is a movie I'd expect.
Yeah.
This is going to make sense. No. The special, you go, what?
What is that?
But at least it makes sense.
Yeah.
So from today's episode, you can have one or the other and nothing in between. There is no in between. You're not allowed to watch any movies in between.
Okay, yeah. The special, you know, plot makes sense, but why is he putting his...
dick.
He's doing that, is he?
Okay. He's doing it. And then so, in Sessions 9, you're like, oh, these tapes, they make... Wait, hang
great.
On a minute.
Aesthetically beautiful. That's good. This will be a great movie. It's like, what? The tapes are irrelevant? Okay.
Oh, the...
Where's
the,
that guy gone?
Where did the, the asbestos?
What?
Someone cleaned
dead
it up.
Anyway.
Oh.
What's up with his phone?
The phone is so good. Yeah. He's trying to order Domino's the whole time. That's why he raged out. He was like, oh, we'll get that breakfast pizza. New spicy sausage. That's the new flavour that's out at Domino's. I don't eat it, but I know about it because I look up food, as we all know, and then I don't eat any food. I had a bite of a Jaffa cake.
Yeah, you did. I'm so proud.
Are you actually?
Yeah.
Are you being sarcastic?
No. When am I ever? Like, you know, that was a really good moment.
The point was you're always sarcastic.
Yeah, no, that was a really good moment. I've never seen you bite a Jaffa cake before.
I'm just going to put that in. That seagull, by the way, is still going at it outside the grass, and Val is not getting off my lap to bippity bork. What are your listeners? Please follow us on our relevant social medias. We are
at... the time? All right, cool.
We are at UK Film Review on Instagram. We are at UK Film Review on Twitter. We are at UK Film Review on Facebook and ukfilmreview.co.uk. You can email us to submit your films for submission. And we're doing it now so that if you just want to read our review of your film but not publicize it on the website because you want feedback from consummate professionals such as myself, you can, don't ask for me, get someone good, please just get someone better at this than me, you can, and we will offer you now that service. We're also offering sponsorships on our podcast, so if you wish for us to shout out your film festival, film movie that you've made, maybe you make film equipment, maybe it's got nothing to do with that and you're NordVPN and you want to sponsor us, go for it, because we want your money and we love it. Thanks for the moolah. Just bye from me, bye from the podcast gang, and bye from Pete.
Yep, see ya.
We Thanks, have guys. To do it's our sign great. Off now. How are we doing our sign off? Oh, oh no. Well, how are we? I'm just disappearing into a tunnel.
Fading away.
It's
been great. See you later.
It's breaking up. I can't.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.